I think it's easy to say that a bad day on the bike is better than a good day most everywhere else.
Lou Alexander lives in North Richland Hills, Texas, and he works for a company that builds flight simulators for the military. These days, Lou Alexander spends as many days as he can on a bike. His goal is to ride 100 miles every week, but it hasn't always been that way. In July of 2008, Alexander was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which began his long and somewhat interrupted journey toward better health. He tells us his story in his own words.
It seems so long ago now, but I don't really ever remember not wanting to take control. It's always been, you know, I'm going to do what I can do and, you know, make the best of the hand that's been dealt. Both my mother and father are diabetic. My older brother is. And I wasn't really surprised at the diagnosis. I was surprised, however, to be diagnosed in my mid-40s. My diet wasn't extremely bad. I wasn't morbidly obese. All of the stereotypes that type 2 diabetics have, I didn't really have. While I knew genetically I was probably predisposed to the disease, didn't think that it would creep up on me that quickly. The way the doctor explained it to me was he was going to prescribe this medicine and that, you know, he could continue to prescribe medicine. I could live my lifestyle the way I had been and would possibly be faced with some complications of diabetes, loss of limbs, you know, the loss of nerves, the loss of eyesight. There's so many very serious things that can happen. But then he flipped his clipboard over and kind of drew this graph and said, the other route you can take is to take control of the disease yourself, make some lifestyle changes, eat better, get exercise, and those two things alone can go a long way to managing the effects of the disease. So the next day I was in the gym doing spin class. I thought I was going to die. You know, after the class, I was exhausted, but you know, probably a short while after I recovered from that, I felt pretty good. And really, through the next month, doing two or three spin classes a week, I started feeling better. A few months later, a friend of mine talked me into buying a road bike, and I'm sort of an in-for-a-little-in-for-the-lot kind of guy. Naturally, when I decided this was what I was going to do, I took it on and was pretty serious about it, and I dropped 30 pounds. My A1C became what would be considered pre-diabetic or even better than that. I was really feeling good then. At the time, I was doing a lot of motorcycle racing on a track. And actually back in March of 2010, I decided to commute to work on a motorcycle and was hit by a motorist. I actually have no recall of the actual accident. That's how violent it was. Severely crushed my tib and fib around the ankle. So bad that when they went to repair the tibia, it put so many screws in my lower ankle that the surgical wound actually just reopened and exposed bone and metal while I was still in the splint. I developed an infection and took 6 months and nine surgeries to get everything sorted back out. So there was a period of time where I actually wasn't certain I was going to keep my leg. I had a good friend of mine that would kick my butt every now and again when I was feeling sorry for myself. On one particular occasion, I just sent him a text that morning saying, hey, you know, I'm just not going to go. And he goes, well, I'm going to be at your doorstep and I'll pick you up, so you better be ready. I was starting to warm up on the bike before the class started, and a guy comes in with a prosthetic leg. That was kind of a wake-up call that, you know, someone's always got it worse than you. I always knew I was going to be doing something to control my diabetes. I was going to figure out a way to not let this disease get the best of me. I would rather take a beating than go to spin class. So I just started and I could do about 5 miles. It was hard, but it felt great just to get out and do that. You know, eventually I was working it out till I was getting, you know, 10 miles and then 15 miles. And the next thing you know, 30 miles. So I was actually starting to do personal bests and distances. My aerobic conditioning was improving, but most importantly, my strength. In 2012, being the in for a little, in for a lot kind of person, decided that to announce that I'm fully recovered, I'm going to ride a full century, which is 100 miles. So I started training for that, and I saw on the calendar the Tour de Cure. And it's like, well, this is raising money for diabetes. I can use this as a training ride, but also raise some money for my disease. I'd set my goal at $500. I've got some very generous friends, and by noon that day, I'd raised $1,000. Got pretty excited about it. I met one guy that was doing the Houston Tour de Cure, and he talked me into signing up for that and driving down and doing that. And then on the drive back, I came up with this crazy idea of riding 1,000 Tour de Cure miles in a season and raising $10,000. After I got approval from the wife, it took me 12 events, but I was able to make that goal. So far, I've ridden in 35 Tour de Cures. I've raised almost $45,000. You know, going through the motorcycle accident, it certainly that could have turned out with a different outcome. And so my whole outlook on life is you can either be a participant and live life or, you know, just sit on the sidelines. And sitting on the sidelines has never been something I was interested in doing.
This July, Lou Alexander will ride in the New England Classic, a 550-mile Tour de Cure that loops through Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont and includes more than 26,000 feet of climbing. Our story was produced by Karen Given.